Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I am Reverend Tommy Mouse. Say, I do trust today that we can bring a ray of sunshine in your heart and life. This is the day the Lord hath made, and the Bible said we can, and we will rejoice and be glad therein. And I'm so glad that you're there. We want to get right into our broadcast now. We want to do this song for you here. I never do it that I don't think about Maud Cruz. It said they were praying.
Well, not long ago, I was thinking of home. I wondered if Mama was there all alone. I thought I'd drop by, as I had before. But the sound from within made me stop at the door. She was praying, a sound that the world seldom hears. Praying, her voice was pleading and clear. The sound of her voice as she spoke my name brought tears to my eyes, my heart filled with shame. Praying for someone like me. I was walking one night, I felt so alone. My heart was so heavy from the troubles I'd known. I hadn't noticed a church that was near, till the sound from within seemed to fill the air. They were praying, a sound that the world seldom. The children that God loves so dear, outside in the darkness I could not see, but I could picture them down on their knees. Someone like me.
Yes, sir, they were praying for someone just like me. You know, everyone needs prayer. We want to remember all that are sick and shut in today in our prayers. We want to remember Martha, and I will be giving you her address a little later on, but she is in a convalescent home, so you pray for her. And then I got a letter from Mr. Brian Vickers from down in Summersville. Said he heard the broadcast down that way, and we want to remember him, want to send him out a tape. He wants Jesus. Now, this is Jimmy, and he wants that recitation, so we'll get him out a recitation tape real soon, as soon as we can get the computer running good and can run him off one. We'll send him one up there. And then also I want to remember today Doris and Arvin Neely in our prayers, and I'm praying for you, and I hope that you're praying for us. So, and Louise and James, I appreciate them. They said that they had 10 new calves, and God said he would bless us in the city, bless us in the fields. So, Louise, God's blessing you, and that's his way of pouring out his blessings upon you. Many of you are having calves now, and God blesses us with those and many things. I believe in the blessings of God will flow upon our heart and life when we obey God. So let's go right now and listen to this song. And this one says, this is just what heaven means to me. Martha does this song for us. Let's continue to pray for Martha.
A country where no twilight shadows deepen, an ending day where night will never be. What heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne around the crystal sea? Of Jesus before whose image other lives all flee, and when they crown him Lord of all, I'll be there. For this is just what heaven.
Martha's address here, if you'd like to drop her a card. She's always loved to hear from you, and it would be a great blessing to her. She's in Princeton Healthcare Center, and that address is 315 Courthouse Road, Princeton, West Virginia, 24740. 24740. Healthcare Center, 315 Courthouse Road, Princeton, West Virginia, 24740. I'll give you that address again in just a moment. But let's go right now to the message. This message is very lengthy, but I think it's a message that's needed today. And I'm just going to turn it loose and play it. It's going to be about 15 minutes or 20 minutes long. So we're just going to go into that message. I appreciate Barry and Patty Harper and all of you and that listen to the broadcast, and all of you that have paid and prayed and helped us along the way. I can't say that enough, because without you, we'd not be here. Don Richmond, I appreciate him, and the new computer. If I could just learn to operate it now, then we'll be all right. But let's go right now and listen to the message, and I hope you enjoy this message today.
Alone, that we may serve the Egyptians, for it would have been much better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in this wilderness. Notice the words there. It would have been much better. I was sitting there thinking, when we opened our service, we opened up with relating to the coming of Christ. Jeanette read the story to the children. Again, we're reminded of the coming of Christ. But this morning, let me ask you the question, would it have been better had He never came? Would it have been better if the world had never been able to rejoice at the coming of Christ? Would it have been much better if the children of Israel had died in Egypt's bondage? A powerful statement, because after all, this was the answer to their prayer. This is what they prayed about. This is what they agonized with God for 400 years about. 400 long years, think about it. 400 long years, many people had died. Many people were born. Many people were born into slavery and born to be under the taskmaster of Pharaoh. And sure enough, one day, God, through Moses, is going to answer that prayer. The Bible said, and I love this, because when God spoke with Moses, He related back to the prayer of the children of Israel. He said, I have heard their cries. I have seen their tears. And now I'm going to bring them deliverance. You know, sometimes we don't realize just how much salvation is a great privilege that it is. I left the church the other night, and I went down the road thinking, we try to have good programs. We want good choirs. We want good preachers in the pulpit. We want good youth programs. We want so many things for our church because we think that these are the things that are going to make our church great. But folks, let me tell you something. What a great privilege it is to come to the house of God today. Not because of the great singing, not because of the great preachers, not because of the great choirs and all of this, but simply because it's a great privilege to come and be in God's house. When people drive up and down this road and they see this church, they don't realize what a great privilege that God has given them. A place, a shelter in the time of storm, a place where they could come and find the presence of God, find the unity of the people and the love of the people. Why, people have made this statement, I'd go to that church if it had a good youth program. I'd go to that church if it had a good choir. I'd go to that church if it had this and had that. Well, folks, we are losing the vision of the church. I didn't come to hear the great singing, however it's good. I love it. I love a good choir singing. You know that. I love to sing beautiful songs. I love to hear the children's sermon and hear what's going on in their young minds, how they're so attentive to the Word of God. But folks, that's not what I'm here about this morning. I'm not here to hear any of the choirs sing, however I love them. I'm not here to hear those sing. I'm here to hear from heaven. I'm here to know that I'm in the presence of God and what a great and honorable privilege it is to be here and to let God speak for me. Would it have been better for the children of Israel to stay in Egypt's bondage? Would it have been much better for you to have stayed in Egypt's bondage? Oh, Brother Holcomb, Jack Holcomb, used to sing the song many years ago. He was a tall, red-headed young person, 49 years old. The Lord took him home. But he had red hair, 6'4". And Jack Holcomb, if you've ever heard him sing, would stand and sing, back to the old paths, I cannot go. Back to the old paths of sin, oh no. Back to the old paths of sin and woe, now that I've had a glimpse of Jesus. Hey, folks, let me ask you something. Would it have been better for you to have stayed where you was at? Would it have been better for the children of Israel to stay where they were at? After all, they had agonized with God, they had prayed, they had cried, they did everything for God to bring them deliverance. Now they're out in the middle of the desert. And I want you to look at the picture. It's exactly the same picture today. I mean, after all, God saves us. I mean, He cleans us up from the inside to the outside. He gives us a brand new life, gives us a beautiful church to worship in, gives us a brand new hope and a brand new anxiety. And then all we do is grumble and complain and say to God, I think it would have been better had I stayed back there in Egypt's bondage. I mean, sometime when we get in trouble and it seems like our world is closing in on top of us. You mean you've never said that? Why, sometime I've come to the place I said, Lord, look what's happening to me now. I thought when I got saved, I wasn't going to have any more problems. I thought when I got saved, I was not going to have any more trouble. Well, honey, let me tell you something. Maybe your heartaches and troubles are just now going to begin. Because after all, the devil don't like it. He don't like it when a person comes to God. He don't like it when a person falls upon their face and upon their knees and begins to plead the blood of Jesus Christ. He don't like to hear it when the word comes from heaven, thy sins have been forgiven thee. He didn't like it when the children of Israel came out of Egypt's bondage. He didn't like it because they were being set free. And now, here they cry to Moses. Moses, I believe it would have been better had we died in the wilderness. Oh, what a privilege it is this morning just to know that sins have been forgiven. To know that the blood has been applied. To know that when Jesus cried from the cross at Calvary, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they do. We don't realize sometimes just how important that really is. That God has touched the fibers of our heart. Touched the fibers of our soul. You see, you may not have as much to be thankful for as I did. But me and my brother was headed to a drunkard's grave. My brother passed away at the age of 58 years old. I've told it over and over again. But honey, I was headed in the same direction. If God had not intervened in my life, I don't know where I'd be today. I don't believe I'd be here in this pulpit. I don't believe I'd be in this church. But I had a praying mama, had a praying daddy. And they prayed and they laid me on the altar. And they asked God, in tears, in agony, God, save my boys. Save my boys. Don't let them be lost. And because of that, one day Jesus Christ sent deliverance. And let me tell you something, folks. It was sweet. I mean, when He come to me and said, come on, son, I'm going to take you out of Egypt's bondage. I'm going to take you out of sin. I'm going to clean you up. Going to put a new suit on your back. Going to put a new thought in your mind. Going to put a new anxiety in your heart. I don't know about you, but the best thing ever happened to this old boy was when Jesus Christ saved him and gave him a brand new life and brought him out of Egypt's bondage. And I've never from that day to this time ever said it'd been better had I stayed with the bottle. Had been better had I stayed in the bars. Had been better had I stayed in the nightclubs and sing with the big bands. Honey, let me tell you something. It's not that this is the best, but yet the best is yet to come. Give Him a great big hand for that while I wipe my eyes. What a privilege it is. And yet they turned and said, Moses, I believe it would have been better had we stayed in Egypt's bondage. Hey, go with me down to the prodigal son. Go down there where a young man comes to his father and said, Father, give me my portion. You know, legally, according to Jewish law, this couldn't have been. This young man had no authority to do that. He could not come to his father and say, give me my third, because his third was not going to come until after the father died, according to the Jewish ruling. But this father, being obedient and being willing, he gave his son. You see, the son wanted to go in the far country. And how many young men do we have today and young women? Hey, maybe you've been in the far country. I know I have. I know exactly what goes on in the far country. I've been there, done that. Got T-shirts hanging in every closet to prove that I've been there. But here comes this young man. He goes down to the far country. The father gave him just what he asked for, you see. When he went to the father, he said, Father, I want to go to the far country. I want to do some living. I want to live it up. I want to live with my friends. I want to drink and I want to drug and I want to party. After all, this is a dead, drag-out place and I don't want to stay here any longer. And the father gave him his desire. And brother, he gave him his portion. Go with him down to the far country. He gets down there and he gets hooked up with the drug addicts. He gets hooked up with the alcoholics. And the next thing you know, he spent all of his money. And the next thing you know, the Bible said he had come to want. I mean, he had hit the bottom of the barrel. Here's a Jewish boy, and the only job he could get was feeding pigs. You know what that's saying in Scripture? That's just adding agony to agony. Because no Jewish boy would be caught feeding pigs in the far country. It's only adding misery to misery. But oh, look at him. As all of a sudden he looks toward heaven one day, while he's feeding a bunch of pigs, and looked toward heaven. And the Bible said he came to his own senses, or he came to his right mind. And he said, "My Father, in my Father's house," he said, "the servants are eating better and living better. And here I am eating the husk from the hog." He said, "I know what I'll do. I'll rise and I'll go back to my Father. I'll say, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against you.'" Ask that prodigal son, "Son, would it have been better for you to stay in the pig pen?" He said, "No, sir. I got out of the pig pen." We got people today, young people, teen challenge just right down the road down here. Go down there and talk to those young boys who have been there, done that, and got T-shirts to prove it. Go down there and talk to them. Ask them, "Would it have been better for you to stay down on drugs? Would it have been better for you to stay on the alcoholic?" "No, sir." Brother, let me tell you something. People, today we don't realize just what a privilege it is to be delivered from that kind of sin. Give the Lord another big hand for that. You see, it takes a lot of power. A lot of people say, "I can quit sin anytime I want to." You can't. Hey, I'm going to serve notice on you. It takes the power of Jesus Christ to do that. Sandy, by the way, I'd like to hear that song about the blood and the power again one of these Sunday mornings if you could. It takes the power of Jesus Christ. It takes the power of God to break the shackles of sin. We can't quit the sin business anytime we want to. Brother, you've got to be delivered just like the children of Israel. But I've got news for you. I don't know now. I'm not going to judge you. God bless your heart. Didn't call to judge you. Only called me to preach to you. But let me tell you, I've never found a born-again child of God who has been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ ever wanted to go back to the pig pen of you. I've never seen one who really had a genuine experience with God ever wanting to go back to the pig pen. Oh, I know many have. Many have turned their back upon God. Many have gone back to the pig pen. But let me tell you something. I don't care if they have. They're still miserable. I've been there. I've done that also. I turned my back
upon
God.
He's the one who touched a blind man's eyes that day upon the street. And I watched him as he healed a crippled man or twisted broken feet. And he loved the little children. I can see them as they sat up on his knee. Oh, how can they hurt him? This man's so wonderful to me. Mama, see the man. It looks like to me he's crying. Mama, see the man. In a few more minutes he'll be dying. He's the one who fed us as we walked along the shores of Galilee. He's such a good man, it's all so confusing to me. He's the one who walked upon the sea. I was watching from the shores. Heard him tell this lady, "Leave this place and go and sin no more." And all I ever knew of him was doing good for people just like me. I just don't understand it. In the distance, three tall crosses I can see. Mama, see the man, it looks like to me he's crying. Mama, see the man, In a few more minutes, he'll be dying. He's the one who fed us as we walked along the shores of Galilee. He's such a good man, it's all so confusing to me. Mama, see the man. Looks like to me he's crying. Mama, see the man. In a few more minutes, he'll be dying.
Well, here is Martha's address. It's Princeton Healthcare Center, 315 Courthouse Road, Princeton, West Virginia, 24740. Again, that's Princeton Healthcare Center, 315 Courthouse Road, Princeton, West Virginia, 24740. I'll be giving you this address again in the next broadcast. But we appreciate you, and we love you. We thank you for all your help and your support, your prayers. This has been a very trying time with the computer down and all that, and then trying to work with Martha. I just hope that you understand. We want to try to keep our ministry going, and we're preaching here and there. And we'll be over at Ridge Sulphur next Sunday morning, and then we'll be back up at Lockbridge the first Sunday of next month. So we're pretty busy. We try to stay busy for the Lord. So you just continue to pray for us. Continue to lift up our hands today. I hope you're praying for me and standing with me. And pray for Martha as we continue this ministry. We'll be back next Sunday at the same time. Goodbye. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That surely is my...
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at the same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Something to Believe In depends upon you for financial support. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering made payable to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Your giving makes it possible for this ministry to continue on this station. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing. That address again is Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.